Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My screen time was down 24% last week. Just got the notice. Anthony doesn't get notices like that. Because he's on like some... You got a flip phone, right, Anthony? You using a flip phone or something like that technology? Terrible. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Matt Chatham with Nesson and former three-time Super Bowl champion. Three-time, right, Matt? Three-time.
That's it.
Okay, he's got three. you get to cover one of the most interesting teams in the NFL in the New England Patriots. It got a little more interesting yesterday. I'm interested in how does he fit into the narrative of everybody come to work, do your job, keep your head down, be part of, row the boat in the same direction. How does that fit, and how does Bill Belichick fit him in?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. And when I heard the news here yesterday afternoon, you had some time to mull it over. And I think if that you push away from the table, and that's one of the biggest ones. It's like, okay, guy has a pattern of behavior with a couple different organizations. The culture here is tremendously strong.
Awesome.
When these two sort of opposing forces hit, which is stronger? And the thing I keep coming back to is he does play wide receiver. Someone has to throw him the ball. He's not an island. He can't just sort of do what he does as a football player without other support. So I think sort of the figure, the stature he was at other places, I know won't be the same when he walks in those doors in Foxborough. So I think that helps mute you a little bit. You're really, really dependent on Tom Brady being okay with you. You cannot make those waves or you just won't get balls. And I think the other element here is they don't need you nearly as much as you need them. I think the different dynamic he's had in the last couple places is he could act out in Pittsburgh because they weren't going anywhere without him. He's walking into a locker room that's got six championships. He's walking a locker room that can say, we've won lots without you. If you want to be a part of it, great. If you don't, this will be a short stay. So I think that dynamic could help maybe keep this in line for 4 months, but I guess we will see.
I know you're an objective guy the way you cover the NFL because we've had you on for years, so I'll ask you this. If I said to somebody, you cannot use the Kansas City Chiefs as an example, make a legitimate argument for somebody to be better than the Patriots in the AFC. Is that difficult?
Yeah, because I think the Chiefs are kind of the default right now. It's
like they have a two-person argument in the AFC where the NFC has five or six teams, minimum.
Well, yeah, and I think, John, one of the other sort of under the next layer sort of dynamic to this is with the Antonio Brown stuff is what if the Patriots hadn't gone out and gotten him and the Chiefs had? That
Correct.
Would be terrifying. I mean, that would really ramp this argument up to something where, okay, wait a minute, maybe as much as helping or taking a risk of putting him in your locker room, you do keep him off the other relatively sure thing in the conference. So maybe there's an element to that, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I know Coach Belichick's always had an affinity for Brown, just as a player anyhow, dating back several years. But, yeah, I really do feel like the AFC side of the ledger is very, very top-heavy with those couple teams.
I am interested to see how the NFC works out because I look at Philly, I look at the Rams, and I'm really intrigued by the Seahawks. Do you believe that there is a real dogfight for the top spot in the NFC with the Saints too being in that mix?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm glad you added them on there. The Saints are very interesting. When these teams get close and don't quite make it, it's the next year. What do they do with the opportunity? Do you sort of realize that it was, took everything you got to get to that point to miss it, or are you able to take the next step? And you've got the Saints who are very interesting, Philly who has the down year, but now back and healthy at a lot of more, at several other positions. You bring up Seattle, you just kind of assume that they're trying to sort of remake their culture. They had so many huge figures that were such a big part of what they did, and now almost all those people are out of the room, and it's sort of a new wave of people, and Pete is going to be excited to make a run with those guys. And we didn't mention the 49ers. I know that's probably a little too far off the map for actually being a championship run team. But when they got their quarterback back in the games they had him, they were pretty impressive. So I wonder if Jimmy gets things back on track, if they're a contender as well. But I think that it's a fun conference, though, because I think it's a wide-open kind of situation.
I love seeing that. I mean, I love the wide-open storyline. I think that makes for a much more interesting one. Who is the team that you believe is the most complete? I hear about best rosters all the time. Do you have an idea about depth of rosters and things like that, of like who you would think would be the best?
I don't. Well, I mean, you know, obviously I would just say New England because that's the one I know so well. And I think it's sort of a default position. But when you ask that kind of question, John, I think what we're talking about is not number of Pro Bowlers necessarily, not even number of star players, or not even number of sort of stat gobbling types. I think it's more, are you diverse enough? Are you talented in enough different places that if it's a bad stretch of games, you can sort of change your approach and lean other places? That's generally what we talk about when you talk Patriots depth. You know, that's kind of what it is. It's not, hey, they've got more Pro Bowlers than the other team, therefore they're deeper. No, it's that they're really, really balanced across their offensive line, and they can be a run-first group for a month or two if they need to be. But the depth of the wide receiver, the skill position group as a whole, is super deep. You know, four backs that can really do a lot of different things. Wide receivers that all kind of have a little different talent. Other side of the ball, the back end is you know, they had a trouble keeping that down to six or seven defensive backs. Keon Crossing gets a nice deal to go elsewhere. They are not able to hang on to a second rounder in Duke Dawson. Those are the kind of things that tell me that, wow, okay, it's just a super competitive room, and they can change on a dime. They have the one kind of opponent that they need to be, you know, stronger in one area, they're okay. And if another kind of approach comes in, they can alter. So I think that's really what you're talking about with depth, because injuries are going to happen and different kinds of opponents are going to roll in, and you have to be able to quickly change.
Are you a proponent for staying at 16 games? Are you diametrically opposed to the idea of 18 games, which seems to have quieted down a little bit now that we get towards the season, Todd?
Yeah, I am 100% behind 16. It's such an arbitrary number anyway. I mean, I don't know exactly how we've found our way to 16. I mean, if we, you know, aliens come and ask us why it's not 12 or why it's not 18 or why it's not 15 or why it's not any sort of other arbitrary thing. I don't know why we're on that particular one to begin with, but my I guess the diametrically opposed part would be just more. I think it dilutes it too much. And I think, well, let's put it this way. My point of view, at least as an analyst, has been a lot in this division. And this is a division that oftentimes is sewn up pretty early in December. And if that's the case and you have two extra games, I don't know how empty venues and disengaged fan bases helps the product. I'm always trying to think of this as a business. You know, when you want people to have enthusiasm about your product from wire to wire, and I think you lose that if you go to 18.
You see those ratings for Thursday night for the opener for the Bears and
pretty
the Packers?
Good.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what it is? You get those big market teams, John. You get those Chicago. You get Chicago's and L.A.'s and New York's into games that are, you know, non-Patriot stuff, and I think it's a good way to get a number.
Have you said goodbye to your family for the day? Or you get a bye week. I mean, you do get a bye week in this thing. Because you're always...
Did I say goodbye to them? Yeah, sort of. It's like, okay... Dad,
hockey practice, hunting, all those kind of things.
All that stuff, yes. Well, and I'm also doing youth football now, John. So we've got a game today, but the Patriots having the 8 o'clock thing. We've got KP, 11-year-old football here at noon. So I get to still play dad for a little while as long as these things don't intersect.
Matt, I always love talking to you, and I greatly appreciate it. Welcome to the 2019 season. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you too, John. Take care.
Gotta love it. There's Matt Chatham joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.